is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome, welcome to the show, folks. We can run a trot line. And thank you for joining us here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on May 23rd, 2021. This is your host, James Kelso, for the next 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the name of the show is The Trump Phenomenon. And I invite you to participate and make the show even more phenomenal at 512-248-8252. Last week, we had a great call from Wayne in Texas, and I kind of want to start the discussion this week where we left off last week. Wayne had read for us from a statement by, I forget the number, and I don't have the statement in front of me. I'll correct that at the next break. 125 maybe, admirals and generals. And it had some language that you don't, as I mentioned, admirals and generals of the old school. These are retired admirals and generals of the old school, not the new the new woke generation of admirals and generals. They don't pop off the way a radio host like yours truly. I can just pop off at the drop of a hat. Generals and admirals generally weigh their words more carefully, especially if they sign a statement joined by more than 100 of their brothers in arms. And that statement read by Wayne in Texas had some amazing language in it. Just from memory, the paraphrasing, they said that our way of life, our republic, our constitution are in peril of being lost right now. That's how bad the situation is. And I think that's where I want to, you know, I last week I said I don't want a black pill. I'm not sure. Help me, term black pill. I may be misinterpreting it. I'm taking it to mean totally discouraged, or discouraged. There's red pilling, blue pilling, and black pilling, I assume. So I don't know what the origin etymology of black pilling is, but I don't want to discourage people. Let's just use the English word. I don't want to discourage people, but I am rather discouraged. And I over the course of these 2 hours. I love it when somebody out there can cheer me up a little bit and maybe make me think that things look a little better than I am thinking when the show begins. But those generals, they don't mince words. They think it's all at stake right now, and it's all in peril of being lost, and it is. Another thing I want to return to that we talked about last week, how can we talk about anything else? Let me find my note sheet here, is the, I must have more than one sheet of notes here. What do I do with them? Hang on just a second, folks, while I explore around my studio here for the missing note sheets. Here they are. Here's the quiz question. What tool was used to take out Donald Trump? What tool was used to cheat the 2020 election? What tool has been used to pound the hell out of our First Amendment? Threaten to strip us of our Second Amendment. Destroy the 10th Amendment. That's the one that reserves powers not explicitly granted to the federal government, reserves those to the states and the people, respectively. And every other bad thing you can think of. What was the tool used? What is the key ingredient which bears talking about endlessly until we fathom as best we can what the hell happened? Well, it's COVID-1984. That was the tool used. And I like that terminology, COVID-1984, a.k.a. COVID-19, a.k.a., I love Donald Trump's term for it, the China virus. This is the bludgeon with which all of these bad things have been done to us. And it is now becoming ever more apparent. I'm going to play a recording here shortly of Jim Jordan, the courageous patriot giant Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who's helping to awaken the American people to the fact that the China virus, COVID-1984, is an engineered virus. There are many, I don't have the qualifications to make that assertion, but there are profound, great epidemiologists, virologists, tremendous scientists who have balls, who are saying conclusively, this is an engineered virus. Some of them even from China itself. And interestingly, those scientists and Chinese have disappeared. It's an engineered virus. It is not a virus that originated in nature. It did not travel from bats in a cave hundreds of miles from Wuhan to humans. Very tricky matter there to get a virus to travel from one species to another. It didn't travel from bats to humans. And one of the strong pieces of evidence, as I understand it, is epidemiologists, virologists have said there are sequences in this genome of this virus that cannot occur in nature. The odds of them occurring in nature are one in infinity. It is impossible that it originated in nature. It was created by evil enemies of liberty, of us, of you, of America, of freedom. Evil, utterly, starkly evil actors. And then the next question, well, I'll just make the assertion. It was deliberately inflicted on you in order to wreck your world. And so far, they have succeeded. And they includes Dr. Anthony Fauci and his cohorts. Jim Jordan's going to talk about that in just a moment. We'll hear that. But remember, it was Donald Trump was cruising in fourth gear towards his reelection in 2020. Booming economy. The lowest unemployment for every demographic in America in history. Everything booming. The border coming under control. American industry returning. Factories opening by the thousands. Reopening and opening. America at the forefront. The greatest respect in the world in foreign policy. Oh, and in it, speaking of foreign policy, President Trump had just was concluding 4 years of nonstop peace. The peace president. He was certain to be reelected. The enemies of Donald Trump, the enemies of you, the enemies of America, the enemies of liberty, the enemies of freedom, the enemies of all that is good, the worst, lowest, slimiest, most vile people on earth, for them it was a matter of life or death that Donald Trump be defeated. And what did they unsheathe? What did they roll out? The China virus, the China flu, COVID-1984, that's what they rolled out. That was the battering ram with which they have come pretty damn close to destroying our world. So that's the black pill I'm talking about, the discouragement. Because one of the discouraging things is the brainwashing of the American people is so complete. It's so thorough. I'm in North Dakota. I still see people in their cars with a mask, and the mask has only grown. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? In the early days, people would put on a little sort of minimal mask. Now they're going for something that damn near covers their eyeballs, goes down below their chin and covers their throat. It's like they put a full Depends mid all night diaper on their face. It's not getting better, it's getting worse for these people. Now, fortunately, there are some states like North Dakota where we've had enough. So you go into a store in North Dakota, the employees might be wearing masks because their damn corporate owners make them wear masks, but the customers sure as hell aren't going to wear them. And this can only go on so long that you're in a store with, 500 people in it and 50 of them are employees and 450 are customers who aren't wearing a mask. It gets a little stupid, does it not, boys and girls, that you're slowing the spread, you're flattening the curve by having 50 employees wear a mask when 450 customers are crawling all over themselves, climbing in and out of their carts and fondling the merchandise and pulling the cash out of their wallets. And it's stupid. So this is kind of a question, a test. How dumb are we? How long will we put up with this stuff? At some point, one of these woke corporations is going to finally allow their employees to take the damn masks off. And then hopefully that will burst the dam and the rest of the companies will follow suit. But anyway, let me go back to my opening theme. The scamdemic. The alleged health consequences, the sickness and death of this flu epidemic are no worse than the Asian flu of, I forget how many years ago it was. And during the Asian flu, we were all except you youngest of you out there, weren't, we've been alive. We lived through it. I don't even recall it. I don't even remember even noticing the Asian flu. Or did they call it the Hong Kong flu? What did they call it? But the it was of no consequence to any of us. We certainly didn't wear masks. We didn't shut our industry down. We didn't close our businesses. We didn't close our borders. Well, close our borders to trade. Of course, Biden has opened the borders to any cartel member who would like to waltz on in with their fentanyl from Red China, Communist China. The fentanyl has killed, somebody with better numbers, correct me on this, help me. I believe it's over 250,000 Americans have been killed with fentanyl. People like the singer, genius, Tom Petty. He was killed by fentanyl, suffering from pain. He had a broken hip, I think. And among the things prescribed by his doctor was fentanyl, which apparently is 50 times more potent and lethal than heroin. Come on, American medical establishment. What the hell are you doing with fentanyl? Killing people by the hundreds of thousands. Stop it. So the Red Chinese, we know the cartel, truckloads of fentanyl are being intercepted pretty randomly, just coming across the border, brought in by the cartels, which are making billions of dollars a week, billions, with sex slavery, child smuggling, kidnapping, fentanyl, methamphetamines, human smuggling, you name it. Oh, here's one. How about this truckload that was intercepted? I forget the exact amount, but I think it was close to $1 million in $1 beautifully printed $1 bills. Now think about this, okay? So let that sink in. $1 million in $1 bills. Gee, that's a new twist, isn't it? $1 million in $1 bills, beautifully printed. Somebody had some really good presses, really had the technology, the plates and the paper to make good counterfeit. And guess where that was printed? I don't know how they did it, but they were able to establish beyond doubt that it was printed in damned red communist enemy of America, China. China Joe's buddy, Xi Jinping, printed that money. So he's not only running fentanyl into our country to kill us, he's running counterfeit money into America to kill us, to kill our economy. Communist China is at war with you. And as long as we waltz along as if nothing's happening, as long as the media, what is the media, right? By the way, the media is are complete whores, completely controlled and bought out by the Red Chinese. Hollywood is controlled and run by the Red Chinese. Sports in America is run by the Red Chinese. The only aircraft factory in the town I'm sitting in right now is owned by the Red Chinese. They're all over. They've come to a theater near you, my friends. Hundreds and hundreds, no, trillions of dollars of your country that they own, and that money was shipped to them thanks to Bill Clinton and George idiot moron Walker Bush and Barack, where the hell was he born and who the hell is his father, Barack Obama? All those factories, all that money, trillions of dollars, as Donald Trump so perfectly stated, in the greatest theft in the history of the world, our economy was shipped, was put into crates and shipped to Red China. Our factories, our jobs, our companies, the Chinese have bought up our companies, bought up our industry, bought up our movie industry. You thought it couldn't get worse than it was. The left-wing liberal movie industry that at least was owned by Americans. Well, it's now owned by Red Chinese. It's worse. Hey, we'll be back right back after this break. Take this chance to call in.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Bad Donald John Big Trump, John. That is. So, and we'll return to Big Bad Donald John Trump in just a moment. Good news in his latest message to us, he mentions that his beautiful 757 Trump airplane, some of you may have seen that at rallies back before he got on to the Air Force One, before he was elected. He went to all his rallies in that big, beautiful Trump plane that harks back to the time there was a Trump Airlines. Some of you may not have known that. There was a Trump Airlines and a Trump helicopter service out of New York City. Anyway, that thing is being refitted and upgraded with new Rolls-Royce engines. I mean, this is Trump flies only the best. And I'll read the message to you in just a moment, give you a little encouragement. That plane, the president says, will be back in the air doing Trump rallies soon. It'd be a few months, but soon, before the end of the year. That's just that plane. Trump himself may be doing rallies well before then. He already is doing rallies. All righty, let me shut up, and we'll turn the microphone over to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. And he talks about, and the point I'm getting at is this. The commies have used the COVID-1984 to destroy America. And it's the only thing they beat Trump with. And let me tell you how complete this is, how comprehensive. How did they subvert our election laws in the swing states? How did they subvert the election law in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona? How did they subvert those election laws? Do you remember how they did it? They did it in the dark of night, so it wasn't advertised, and the communist media didn't share this with you. If you have found out at all, that they used COVID-1984. It's an emergency. It's an absolute major national crisis, emergency, a medical emergency, the worst kind. It's going to kill you, folks. That's right. The COVID virus is going to get you and grab you by the throat and kill you and your whole family and your little dog, too. Bullshit. That was never true. It's not true now. But we, not you, nobody in this audience, we allowed ourselves to be stampeded by fear, by these creeps like Anthony Fauci, this pretend doctor, as Dr. Ron Paul said, the fraud Fauci stampeded us into fear. And they used it, you know, normally, you know, people have special trust in doctors, special respect for medicine. A doctor, you know, we're speaking back when America was great again, was viewed as somebody who had really, who's dedicated his life to your health, to your well-being, was willing to risk his own life to treat yours. That was the image of a doctor that I grew up with, and any of you of any age, you grew up with that. So that the medical establishment of today is surfing on that reputation. It's pretty deteriorated, but that goodwill that was earned in the past, which is not earned now, the medical establishment was able to surf in on a special exemption. It's a special medical emergency, unlike any other. It cancels everything, cancels your rights, cancels the Constitution, cancels your business, cancels your job, cancels your church, cancels your family reunion. Everything's canceled because it's a special medical emergency, special kind. And this liar, this stinking worm, this pathetic creep, Fauci, sashayed into the Oval Office with his girlfriend, Debbie Birx, and lied through his stinking teeth that America was threatened with the plague, the bubonic plague. And this was done throughout the world. It was a simultaneous assault by communists like Fauci around the world, launched in every European country to shut us down. This was the big communist play. And guess what? It worked. Now the question is, can we bounce back? Can the great counterpuncher, Donald Trump, can he deliver the counterpunch to take these communists out? Well, anyway, so it's not that I'm obsessing on this. It's that this is what has been used to destroy us. Oh, to finish my thought. All these election laws were completely perverted with millions of ballots mailed in the mailed out mail. Oh, it has to be mailed in the mail. Oh, you can't come to a polling place. Oh, my God, you might catch the bug, the virus. Oh, it might get you at the polling place and kill you and your little dog. We'll be right back.
Truth, you can't. can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks.
There's a man with
and I'll tell you, apropos of the lyrics of that song right there by, that's actually Buffalo Springfield, the precursor to well, it was Buffalo Springfield. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. That is the mission, the task facing us. We've got to make it clear to the American people, to the good part, the good American people, the patriots. We have to get them aware of what has been done to them. I was thinking of Dr. Fauci, and I'll tell you what, this Wicked Witch of the West, you know, she really does look like Anthony Fauci. Let's listen to her for just a moment here from that better time in American history when The Wizard of Oz was made. I think, was it 1937 The Wizard of Oz was made? 1939?
Stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops the house on you.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Yes. Yes, they have they did bide their time, the communists. And I read a post recently where one of the communists said, all those years of organizing are finally paying off. And they are. All the years that they were biding their time, getting ready for this moment when they would take over the world. And they're on the verge of doing that. Well, and to finish the thought we had before the break, they weren't going to let you go into a voting. They closed your polling places. Did you notice that? Come on, folks. This is pure BS. That you were going to get a fatal disease by going to a voting place and voting. And some of you may have noticed when you went into your voting place. Here in North Dakota, before I could walk up to my polling machine, the damn machine, some idiot had to wipe down the machine before I was allowed to go up to it to vote. And then when I left, the same idiot went in to wipe down the machine with some kind of alcohol or some other noxious substance. Come on. This is a test of how dumb we are. How long will we put up with this nonsense? But you weren't allowed, so they had to, this is an emergency. It's a medical emergency. So we have to mail out millions of ballots, completely uncontrolled. No verification, no signatures, no ID, no nothing. No nothing. In other words, the election was crap. Totally unverified. What the hell is an election where you don't have any idea who voted? You can't verify the votes. You know who voted. The communists. Truckloads. Truckloads of phony ballots. And there's no question that this happened. None. Anybody that hears this, some of these little polite debaters on TV, they're going to politely debate about it. To hell with these people. Damn it. The election was stolen. And the proof is right in front of our faces. Truck drivers who are transporting truckloads of phony ballots. Communists caught on four different cameras, four different views of their warehouse as they counted ballots over and over again. Fake ballots. Sudden drops of ballots in which Joe, Communist China Biden, got 99% of the votes. Come on, folks. The odds of that happening naturally or randomly or truthfully are one in a billion. Now, so they stole the election with what? With the scamdemic. The scamdemic has been used to... Donald Trump won that election big. He got 7 million more votes than he did when he won in 2016. And we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden got 80... What were they claiming? 85 million votes? To hell with that! Joe Biden couldn't get 20 people at any of his rallies. Camel Nose Harris couldn't get 6 people at any of her rallies. She was below 1% even in the Democrat primaries. Joe Biden finished 5th in the New Hampshire primary before the communists shoehorned him into their nomination. I mean, a guy who's senile, who's dead in the brain, who's totally morally corrupt. Do you remember this? How can you forget? The New York Post, America's number one oldest newspaper, had a bombshell story on the Hunter Biden laptop, a copy of which they had obtained. They had the damn laptop, the hard drive material, with Hunter Biden, the son of the president, engaged in the most corrupt criminal behavior of any American family in history. And that was, New York Post was banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, deleted. How does it get worse? The only way it gets worse in terms of the march towards tyranny is when they kick in your front door and frog march you and your children out into the front yard. That's the only way it could get worse than that. But we tolerated that. We put up with that crap. We put up with Facebook. Are you still a member of Facebook? Get out of there. Or maybe that's not good advice. But the point is, we put up with these communists who run Facebook, that run Google, that run Twitter, that run Instagram, that run Microsoft. Micro suck, or micro blows, as they say. And finally, a little bit of good news. Bill Gates finally is blown up with Melinda. She's had enough of him. She's going to save her own skin as Bill goes down in flames. Bill Jeffrey Epstein, buddy Gates. All right. Let's go to Jim Jordan. I love this. Jim Jordan, here he is. Patriot Congressman.
This is Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll have questions second round for Mr. Kramer, but first round here, I wanted to focus on a fundamental question. Why don't Democrats on this committee want to know how the virus started?
Now, what committee is he referring to? And by the way, we're going to go to, we've got a couple callers here. We're going to go right to you. I'll just play a little bit of Jim Jordan to get you fired up. But we're going to go to Laura in Michigan and Pat in Texas momentarily. Jim Jordan is a member of the committee. The name of the committee, you haven't heard the name of this committee because you don't hear anything about it. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis. That's the title of that subcommittee. So this is a committee whose sole reason for being is to study, to investigate the coronavirus. But guess what? One thing they don't investigate, and that was Chairman Clyburn, you hear, the creep, congressman from South Carolina who helped put Joe Biden in the nomination with his primary vote recovery, miracle recovery, after finishing fifth in North New Hampshire. He actually won South Carolina. This committee doesn't study. Well, here, listen to Jim Jordan. He'll tell you the story.
17 months, 150 million cases worldwide, 600,000 Americans lost their lives. Where did this thing start? Did it jump from an animal to humans, or was it a leak from a lab in Wuhan, China? American people probably like to know. After all, they've had their liberties assaulted for the past year. The World Health Organization did a study and issued a report. The same World Health Organization that Republicans on this committee asked to come in front of this committee three separate times, and the Democrats denied us our request. Their report said this, quote, "It was extremely unlikely that the lab leak was the cause." Just one problem with that finding. Nobody believes them.
Nobody believes them. The World Health Organization, run by a communist, an actual communist runs it, funded by us, funded by the Obama-Biden administration, okay, until Donald Trump rode into town and he said, go to hell, World Health Organization, we're out of here. He slammed the checkbook shut. And what did Joe Biden do on day one back in the Oval Office? He refunded the World Health Organization, which is run by communist China. Nobody believes it. Now, I wish Jim Jordan were right. Nobody believes him. That's the problem. There are too many Americans who do believe this crap. All those people with the masks covering their whole face, driving around in their car, living in terror. They're nuts.
President Biden's Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, said this: that's not our assessment. Secretary of State Blinken said, we've got real concerns about the methodology and process that went into the WHO report. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Becerra, former colleague of ours, said, quote, we have to understand.
Now, this is Jim Jordan doesn't need to do this here. I love the guy. I can't criticize anything he ever does. But he's mentioning that even people in the Biden administration, even they can't stomach all the crap coming out of the World Health Organization. Not necessary to say that, because all the people he's quoting now, like Becerra and Blinken, these are all bad guys. So you don't want to. You're not getting any credential by quoting them.
And how COVID surfaced, but the Select Committee in Congress on COVID doesn't want to know.
Journalists
want to know. Josh Rogan, Washington Post column 2 weeks ago. He starts his column off by quoting our colleague, Congressman Gallagher. Understanding the cause of the pandemic and ensuring that something like it never happens again is the most important question we face. He goes on to say this. The Republicans are taking the first steps in a long overdue effort, but without backing from Democrats who are conspicuously absent from these efforts.
And who control everything. Without backing from Democrats. So the Republicans are pissing into the wind. They don't have any power. Jim Jordan has no power. All he has is the bully pulpit just for the 5 minutes that he's allowed to speak on a hearing that isn't televised. Nobody's seeing it. No one's watching it. You're hearing it only because you're a subscriber to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm getting a little excited here. Control yourself, Kelso. Getting too excited. Let's go back to Jim Jordan.
The investigations will struggle. Very true.
Now, they won't struggle. They won't happen. There isn't going to be any investigation. What investigation has surfaced anywhere? What happened to the John Durham investigation? What happened to Bill Trader Barr? I don't want to hear what you think about American education, Bill Barr. You betrayed us, you traitor. You sat there with your fat asses of attorney general for 2 years and didn't investigate a damn thing. You didn't indict a damn person. You did nothing, you traitor. Shut up and sit down. Go home. We don't want you in American politics anymore. We've had enough of the rhinos. Get out of here, rhinos.
The Select Committee on the Coronavirus won't look into how coronavirus started. I find that fascinating. I find that amazing.
Now, Jim Jordan, what a gentleman. I find that fascinating. I find it amazing. Now, that's all very good. But what he needs to say, and I think he's getting there, he's going to need to raise the temperature in the room. He's going to say not that it's amazing or fascinating. He's going to have to say, I'm pissed. I'm through with this. We're going to need a revolution. If this crap continues, we're not going to have our freedom taken away. We're not going to have our country destroyed, damn it. It's not fascinating. It's not amazing. It's bullshit. And we're going to fight it. Trust me, Jim Jordan's more of a fighter than I am. He's going to get there.
Nicholas Wade, former New York Times science writer, said this when looking at the two scenarios. He says, it's a stretch to get the pandemic to break out naturally outside of Wuhan and then without leaving a trace to make its first appearance in Wuhan. But he says this for the lab escape scenario. The Wuhan origin for the virus is a no-brainer. Wuhan is home to China's leading center for coronavirus research. Researchers were genetically engineering bat coronaviruses to attack human cells. They were doing so under minimal safety conditions. If the virus with an uninspected infectiousness had been generated there, its escape would be no surprise. Journalists want to know. Secretary of State wants to know. Secretary of Health and Human Services want to
know. No, they don't want to know. So, Jim, he's reaching here, trying to find allies on the left or, you know, you don't need to go that far, Jim. You don't need to bend over that far. Just lay it out. This is an engineered, deliberate act of war. One of the greatest acts of war in history. A murderous act of war. Gladly condemning millions of people to death. Gladly destroying the West. Gladly destroying, with glee, our civilization. This makes Pearl Harbor look like a cakewalk.
I want to know, journalists want to know, Republicans want to know, Americans want to know, why don't Democrats in Congress want to know where this thing started?
Beautiful. There he hits it right there. He nails it. Why don't Democrats in this House want to know where this thing started? And they don't. They don't. Not at all. They are immensely incurious. They do not want to know. Now, think about that, folks. Think about what that means. They don't want to know. How can that... What? They're going to micromanage your life. They're going to gang tackle you in your front yard if you dare try to have your children not wear a mask at their damn school. But to find out the origin of what they themselves call the worst killer virus ever, they don't want to know. They don't want to know where it came from. Why not? Why not? You see, and this is what's going on. This is the Jim Jones, Jonestown world we live in. We're all drinking the Kool-Aid. Somebody please stand up and tell Jim Jones to go straight to hell and dunk him in his pot of arsenic Kool-Aid.
Speaker Pelosi called it a diversion last year when we were raising these questions and asking to have these witnesses brought in front of us. Or maybe it's because, Dr. Fauci, the all-knowing Dr. Fauci.
We'll end on that right there. We'll pause. The all-knowing Dr. Fauci. It's going to get good. You don't want to miss what comes next. We'll see you in a moment.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. for the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Alrighty, we're back, folks, and hey, let me not keep our callers waiting here any longer. Let me go to Laura in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hi, James. I wanted to inform you that this coming Wednesday, Donald Trump will be giving a half-hour interview with Wayne Allen Root on GCN. I'm not sure about the time yet. People have to find it on the internet.
Okay,
I didn't know this. Wayne Allen Root had written a book called Trump Rules.
Okay.
And he's coming out with another reference book of all the corporations that have stabbed us patriots in the back with CEO's number, telephone numbers, emails, and everything so we could reference it. We know who to boycott, who to write to, or whatever. I think it'll be a great book.
Well, and you know, you're telling me something that's really been encouraging, which is that Donald Trump is really paying attention. So now I'm not familiar with Wayne Allen Root. I confess my ignorance, but
I think he's a libertarian.
Well, but what Donald Trump is doing is he is definitely checking us out. He's listening to these patriot shows. He's listening to the treasonous shows. He's spotting people that are traitors. For instance, he spotted Karl Rove. He just blasted Karl Rove, who looks like he has a free pass on Fox News. And he just blew Karl Rove out of the water. It must be an embarrassment every time a Rove goes on the screen. And then those that are really doing well, like One America News, OAN, Donald Trump specifically, which most Americans are unaware of, he's not. He's getting down to the detail and studying who's good and who's bad. And as a result, things like OAN are growing by leaps and bounds. And maybe Republic Broadcasting, maybe we're growing. I don't know. But, you know, we're like all the other patriot networks. We're, by comparison with the lamestream media, we started out small. But there's great, you know, this is hope that, you know, you're mentioning here, Laura, is that, and Donald Trump's going to lead the charge. So, like, I'll be watching. Now, what is GCN, by the way?
Genesis Communications Network. And Wayne Allen Root's program is called The War Room.
Okay. Now, keep that thought. We'll come back. I'm going to look it up during the break. But come back with us on the other side of the break. Okay, thanks, Laura. And we'll get to you, Pat.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Speed like people.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the